Hello, my name is Paul, and welcome to a slightly different YouTube video today. This is the first video in a new series that I'm going to record, hopefully ongoing, which I'm calling a bit of a cheesy name for you, Minor Updates. Now, if you've discovered me on YouTube, or if you've followed me, my blog, my podcast for a while, you'll probably know that most of the content I produce is pretty short and pretty to the point. You know, I make videos about Asana, I make videos about Pipedrive, my blog, my podcast. I like to just kind of get to the point with what I'm trying to say pretty quickly. But in this video, in Minor Updates, I want to just sort of take my time a little bit more to share some of the behind the scenes of my personal life, kind of what I'm up to in my life and in business as well, and just kind of share what's going on and just sort of take my time a little bit more through just kind of, some updates, really. I actually thought about calling this series Random Updates because they are going to be pretty random. But then I stumbled, I thought about miners, minor, small little updates, minor updates. So I thought a cheesy name like that could work quite well. And it kind of goes well as well with the name of my company, which is Minor Workshop. And these videos have been a little bit inspired by some videos that Tim Ferriss and Kevin Rose make together called The Random Show. These are some videos they make every kind of couple of months. There's no set schedule. But these guys, they just get together. They talk about, you know, updates in their lives, kind of what they're working on, books they're reading, products they've purchased. And I find their chats, it's just two friends basically chatting and catching up. But I find kind of the content and some of the stuff they talk about really interesting. And so I was kind of always interested in that format a little bit. And so that's what I'm basically trying to achieve with these videos, is just random little updates to share a little bit more behind the scenes what's going on with me. Again, I'm not going to commit to any kind of preset schedule with these. I'm going to treat it as a bit of an experiment. If people don't find them interesting, I won't carry on. I expect maybe I'll try and do another video like this towards the end of the year. You know, as long as I have something interesting, some important updates or something interesting to share. So I guess let's see how it goes. So to start off by talking a little bit about what I'm working on now, this year, 2020, has been quite interesting. Earlier on in the year, and I've talked about this before on my podcast, I made a pretty big change to how I operate my consulting business. A lot of my time is spent consulting to companies. I help them with tools like Asana, Pipedrive, and Zapier. And historically, I've sold either one-off projects, kind of more higher-end projects, or I had some packages available on my website where you could buy like a block of hours where you could work with me. And earlier this year, I productized my services a lot more. So with Asana and Pipedrive, I made courses that people can sign up to that do come with access to me through group coaching and things like that. So it was a pretty big change to the format and how I actually deliver my consulting. So this all happened actually right around the time that COVID was all kind of kicking off. I made the courses in sort of January, February, March. And so it was a pretty big change to how I was operating my business. And at that time, at the start of the year, I was really in kind of maker mode. I was making a lot of content. I was making the course on my website. I had to make new sales funnels and things. So I was doing a lot of my own kind of projects. But basically since, I don't know, about March, April, I've basically just been focusing on kind of selling and helping clients, because especially with COVID coming along, I wasn't sure, you know, what's going to happen with the economy. Am I going to still have work in 6 months from now? So it's just like, let me just get my head down and just get to work helping people, getting people signed up to these new courses. And so that's basically what I've been doing for the last 6 months. About a month or two ago, I actually did reach out to a woman called Janelle Allen, who I worked with about a year ago. Janelle specializes in marketing for online courses. And I did an audit with her last year. She audited some of the products and things that I sell from a marketing perspective, and that was really useful. So I contracted her again this year to help kind of audit my Master Asana course and work out how can I sell this better? How can I improve it? And she's been doing some customer interviews for me, talking to customers, getting feedback on what works, that kind of thing. And that's been a really useful process to go through. I really enjoy working with Janelle. She's great at telling me things that I don't know, or telling me things that, she's not afraid of telling me things that might be hard to hear. And look, Paul, you need to change this. This needs improving. And it's great having a third party do that, because I primarily work on my own. And so having a fresh set of eyes, somebody who can just look at what I'm doing and say, look, this is where you can improve, that is extremely valuable. And so that's what I've been working on the last kind of month or so. And I'm now in the process of kind of going back through my sales pages, my email funnels in ConvertKit, things like that, and implementing a lot of those changes. And I have to say, it's actually really nice to be in kind of maker mode again, actually making changes, making updates to sales funnels and automations and things like that. Later this month, it's early October now, but later this month, Haley and Jay and I will be taking some time off. We're going to Tauranga, which is about 2 to 3 hours out of Auckland. And it's funny, like, again, working for yourself, you often get stuck into kind of just head down working mode. And I feel like I've got a pretty good work-life balance. I work maybe 35 hours a week, an average week. And so I'm not working ridiculous hours like some salary jobs. People work a lot more. And so I've never suffered from burnout, which is great. But that means I can work for big chunks without having like a holiday. And so we're taking some time off later this month. And Tauranga, a nice sort of summery kind of seaside town. Really looking forward to spending some time there. Hopefully do some surfing, which would be nice, and just kind of relaxing and shutting down. Because apart from that, I think I've only taken like a week off earlier in the year as well. So it's funny, working for yourself, it's very easy to just get your head down. And before you know it, nearly a year's gone by and you've barely taken any time off. So really looking forward to just kind of shutting down for a week later this month. On a different note, or kind of on the same veins of like relaxing really, last month actually, for the first time in a while, I did a float session. And if you don't know what floating is, it's this weird thing where you go into a sensory deprivation tank that is filled with salt water. So you literally float on top of the water. It's very warm as well. It's heated to body temperature. So you're kind of floating on this body temperature water, and you shut the lid of this float tank or you shut the door. It's completely pitch dark, so you can't see anything. It's absolutely silent as well, so you can't hear anything, and you're floating. So it kind of, the purpose of these tanks is it removes all senses. You're not feeling the weight of gravity, you're not seeing light or visuals, and you're not hearing anything. So it takes away all senses. So you're literally on your own for about an hour in this tank, kind of just alone with your own thoughts. And I think, especially in this day and age where you're constantly kind of connected to your phone, always stimulated by something, even in the evenings when we're relaxing, we're watching Netflix or I'm browsing my phone, we're not really shutting down. And so going into this tank where you've got literally nothing to do for an hour except be alone with your thoughts is kind of a really, well, I think it's a really foreign thing to do in this day and age. But I did it a few years ago. And the first time I did it, I went in with really high expectations, and it wasn't as good as I was hoping for. And I think I just had my expectations, they were incorrect. I did it again last month, about 3 years later, and actually really enjoyed it. Kind of went in just with the goal of relaxing, unwinding, and just kind of enjoying that time to be alone with my thoughts. And I really enjoyed it, and so I signed up. I'm going to do a monthly float from now on. I think that's a good frequency. I can do one per month, and it's that time each month where I can take some time to myself, do a really relaxing thing, almost like a meditative practice, and unwind and de-stress from everything that's kind of going on in my head. And so I'm actually booked to do my next session next week. Oh no, excuse me, this week. No, it's this Thursday. So I'm really looking forward to doing that again. I think now, having done it again with the correct expectations, I'm looking forward to it. And I think it's the kind of thing that should have like a cumulative effect. You know, the more you do it, the easier it is to get into that kind of relaxed state. And so, yeah, it's a bit of a different thing to try. But if you're interested in those kind of things like meditation, if you just want to unwind a little bit, it's definitely something I would recommend. And actually the woman I spoke to there, she said they get a lot of like business owners or entrepreneurs do come to do these floats because they try and problem solve or think through any challenges that they're facing. So especially for business owners, or if you're just, you know, wanting to unwind, it's definitely something I would recommend checking out. I'm really looking forward to doing it again. So other updates from us, our little boy Jay is turning 2 tomorrow, which is crazy to think about because it just feels like yesterday that he was born or yesterday that we were having his first birthday. And so he's 2 years old now, and he's just got so much, he's so active, he's got so much personality, and he's so independent. It's just amazing watching him grow up and seeing what kind of person he's becoming. But yeah, I just can't believe he's already turning 2. So finishing early tomorrow afternoon, which will be nice, and maybe heading to the beach. We've got him a new tricycle Which actually converts into a little bike as well. So really looking forward to seeing his face when we give him that. But yeah, man, can't believe it's already been 2 years. The time really does fly, actually. It's scary. Other updates from me in the last couple of months. I think I've gotten pretty good at getting into some, building some good habits again around meditation and journaling. Again, this is something I've talked about before on my podcast and the blog, is that these things for me, you know, journaling and meditation have often been habits that I'm not very consistent with. I might do them for a short period of time, like a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and then they generally fizzle out and then I don't do them for a while. So maybe I'm just into a back into a good period where I'm good at doing them, but I feel like right now I have the right mindset and right expectations with those things, which is that if I feel the need to meditate or journal, I will. But I don't have any kind of goals. I don't commit to any kind of schedule. I don't need to meditate every day. Well, that's not my goal. I don't have to write in my journal every day. I know some people do, and if you do, that's awesome. But for me, I just want it to be a really, really set the bar really low. Like if I feel like journaling, I will. And I don't use any fancy tools or technology. I use Apple Notes on my phone or on the computer. So I don't use any fancy apps. I don't want a whole separate app. I know there's things like Day One and that kind of thing, but I don't want a whole separate app for journaling. So I just do it in a notebook on my in my Apple Notes, which is really nice and simple. And I've been adding images to it as well, actually. What I've been trying to do more is document important moments as well. And that's kind of a slightly different way that I'm thinking about it. It's not just a way of getting things out of my head, but just thinking about just documenting those important moments. Like we just had a really nice weekend and I just put a photo in there and said, look, this is the nice weekend that we had, and just trying to capture that in a way and appreciate it as well. And same with the meditation, no real goals there. If I meditate a couple of times a week, I think that's good. And some mornings I'm literally meditating for like 5 minutes. Ideally I would go for about 10, but even just 5 minutes, I'm sort of thinking, well, I think that's better than nothing. So even if I just do 5 minutes a couple of times a morning and maybe the odd 10 or 15 minute meditation, I think that's good. And obviously I'm doing the floats at least once a month, hopefully, as well. So yeah, I feel like overall right now I'm in a really good groove, a really good routine with a few of these little habits and things. So I'm going to focus on trying to maintain them. Again, not necessarily committing to a schedule, but just sort of every now and then making sure I do a couple of these things. Now, I wanted to share a couple of purchases that I made recently, a couple of bits of gear. Well, not really gear, but the first is some blue light glasses. Now, actually, I've been someone that's been susceptible to like dry eyes because I'm working on a computer a lot of the day, looking at screens, and I play PlayStation sometimes in the evenings, so I can get quite dry, irritated eyes. So I got these. I literally saw an ad on Instagram for these. Don't know how Instagram knew that I wanted them. Obviously, their Facebook's, you know, knows everything about you, so they figured out I must need these for some reason. And no, but I saw the ad and I was like, actually, that does look like quite a good idea. And so these are the Barna, let me check the, I forget the name of the actual model, but I'll have a link in the description. These are the Barna certain model black noir glasses. And you can see they actually have a bit of a blue tint to them. And when I put them on, it kind of puts like a slight, almost like a slight sepia tone on everything. Like everything's nice and clear. And I put them on and it's kind of a little bit sepia, which when you're looking at the screen, you actually don't even notice. And they're really, really light, really flexy. So I just wear them when working or on the PlayStation. And I would say that they have actually really helped to stop that dry eyes, that irritation that I sometimes get. Yeah, because when you're working on a screen for a large portion of the day, or especially at night as well, if you've, you know, I'm playing PlayStation and I sit quite, you know, there's my screen right there, even playing PlayStation, it's a little bit close, I would say. And so I would say they've definitely, I think they've definitely helped. But actually another pair of glasses that I bought, I don't know why I've bought two pairs of glasses at the same time. These are actually sunglasses. But what I really like about these are active, the brand is Active. Now, the story behind these were, the Active brand has been made by Cara Saunders, who, if you are into CrossFit like me, you might recognize the name. Cara is a CrossFit games athlete from Australia. And she started the Active brand as a bit of a kind of side project, or, you know, passion project. She wanted some glasses that, you know, stay on her face and don't fall off when she's working out. And that has been the biggest irritation for me with my old pair. I had a pair of just kind of Ray-Bans, so really similar style to these kind of Wayfarer design. I had a pair of Ray-Bans for about 10 years. They last a long time, but they're really loose and they just fall off my face, and it is incredibly frustrating. So when I heard that she was making these glasses that actually stay on your face, and the really cool thing is, you can actually bend the frames here, you can actually bend to make them tighter. So when you put them on, they really hug your face. And when I've used them a few times for workouts, but even just day to day, the thing I love most is that they're just super solid. They do not move, and they're polarized as well. And so they're just a good, simple, stylish pair of glasses that just stay on my face really well. And I like the fact, actually, I like the fact that they're made by a person. They're not big brand name glasses. It's just a person that found a problem and solved the problem. And I'm like, yeah, she's kind of, I suppose, part of the CrossFit community. And I just like the idea of supporting someone with a project that they're working on. Now, some people might know that I am very interested in Bitcoin. And actually, I've been dollar cost averaging, i.e. making weekly payments or purchases of Bitcoin every single week for the last, I don't even know, 2-3 years, something like that. Bitcoin's a really interesting technology, really interesting topic that I've gotten very, yeah, just interested in, and I really do believe it is the way of the future as well. And so I've been purchasing small amounts of Bitcoin every week for the last couple of years. The service that I use here in New Zealand called Vimba is actually shutting down. So I recently switched provider that I use. So if you are into Bitcoin, if you're in New Zealand and you're looking for an easy way to buy Bitcoin, then I've been using a service called Easy Crypto. I think their domain is easycrypto.io, and you can basically set them up as a payee in your internet banking. You put in a little reference for your kind of customer number, and you can just send them payments whenever you want. I could send them a payment right now, and because they have that reference as your customer kind of ID, I guess, they know, right, this is Paul. We take that money, we buy Bitcoin, and we deposit it into the address that I've provided, and you can have your Bitcoin in about an hour or two. So it's a really simple way to buy Bitcoin, and I've been using it to buy my Bitcoin every single week. And if you have no interest in Bitcoin, or even if you're just a little bit interested and curious to learn more, I would highly recommend you do a little bit of research and maybe even consider buying a little bit as well. I think once you purchase a small amount, it's very easy to then go down the rabbit hole, and you then have an incentive to learn more as well. I'm very bullish. I'm very optimistic on where Bitcoin is going. I think it's when you learn about the technology behind it and how it's better than normal money, I really do believe like this is what the world needs, especially right now. But I highly recommend the What Bitcoin Did podcast by Peter McCormack. I'll have a link down below. And he actually has a really good beginner's series. He did, I don't know, like a 10 or a 15 part series on what is Bitcoin, why the world needs it, how to get started, what does all the technology mean? And he really breaks it down very well. Yeah, if you are remotely interested, or even if you're not at all interested in it, and you just want to challenge your thinking a little bit, listen to a couple of episodes of this series, and I think you might be a little bit surprised. Yeah, like I said, it's definitely something I've become more and more bullish on over the last few years. But yeah, now using Easy Crypto for my weekly payments. And actually, it's better than Vimba, the service I was using before, because I get my Bitcoin back almost straight away. Normally with Vimba, I would have to pay on a Monday and receive my Bitcoin on a Friday. So there's that sort of time gap. Now I can pay and I can have it within a few hours. So that is a really great service. Yeah, if you are in New Zealand. Another purchase, I suppose, that I have made recently is I did upgrade my Apple Watch to the Apple Watch Series 6. I was previously on the Series 2, which I got back in 2017. Actually, it was a very sentimental thing letting go of that one, because for me, I bought that watch when I was traveling with Hayley. We were in Japan at the time. So it's very early on in my business. And it was sentimental because I purchased it in April or May of 2017 when I'd had like a good month of consulting, and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna treat myself. I'm gonna buy this watch. I mean, I'm an Apple geek anyway. I know I'm gonna get the watch. So I was just kind of like treating myself because I'd done quite well getting my consulting business going. And so it was purchased, yeah, at an important time when we were traveling. So it's kind of had some sentimental value attached to it. So, but I did upgrade, and I have to say the really nice thing is just the speed boost, because yeah, the Series 2, it's quite old now. it was getting pretty slow, pretty hard to do things. So it's actually just really nice having a watch that's a lot faster. It actually means I use it a lot more to do things. So no, really happy with this. I'm not particularly fussed by some of the things. Obviously the new things with this is that you can do like a blood oxygen reading, which is cool, I guess, but not something I need to do that often, if at all. And but no, I am really enjoying having a watch that's a bit more up to date, bit faster and things. Feels a lot lighter as well, I have to say. I even think it's lighter than the last, the Series 2, even though the screen, I think, is a little bit bigger. So no, really, really happy with that. And I think it was about time for an upgrade. And the last random kind of update or random thing that I wanted to share is some new music that I'm listening to. Actually, my brother Mark, my twin brother, introduced me to this kind of whole genre, not genre, but style of music, which is like chill hop music. And he showed me there are these channels on YouTube. One is called Chilled Cow, and it's this girl studying by a window. You might have seen art, fan art and stuff related to it, but it's just like a live stream that goes on YouTube. She's just studying by the window, and there's this chilled music in the background. I believe it's all like royalty-free music. It's just kind of chill, lo-fi, no lyrics, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think there's any lyrics. It's just lo-fi, kind of chilled music. So if you're working, relaxing, going to sleep, it's just really nice music to listen to. And when I'm working, I don't particularly like listening to music with lyrics, so that it's perfect for me. So Chilled Cow is one of the streams. Chill Hop is another one. It's a live stream again on YouTube, and it's this raccoon sitting on his bed, or there's a raccoon walking along. And the streams are actually kind of just peaceful to watch, and you can kind of, I can put it on my side monitor and kind of have it off in the background. But I listen to they have playlists on Apple Music as well. So even on my phone, I can throw on a chill hop playlist, and it's just, again, really nice kind of zen chill music that I can work to. And now I've really, really been enjoying it. So if you are looking for some music that you can read or study or work to that's no lyrics, that kind of thing, definitely check out some of these streams. And again, I'll have links to some streams in the notes below. So I think that's everything from me. That's everything in my note. And let me know what you think. Obviously, this is a new thing for me, kind of just randomly talking to the camera. I don't know if people want to see videos like this. I think I've enjoyed making it, and I think I want to share more of the personal and the behind the scenes of what's going on. I've certainly, when I've followed people online, I enjoy learning about who they are as people as well, and finding out that I maybe have a few common interests as well. So yeah, let me know what you think. Feel free to leave me a comment. All right, this is me signing off. Thank you very much for listening, and I guess I'll catch you sometime in the future in another Minor Updates video.